Mzansi, you are listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzansi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by One IFRA. And that's, of course, the Global Organization for the World's Press. I'm your host, Duncan Masiwa, and welcome to this episode powered by AECI Plant Health. Now, in this episode, we dive into the role of soil analysis in agriculture with Werner Rousseau, Technical Manager for AECI Plant Health in the Northern Region. Werner explores how laboratory measurements of soil, leaf, water samples provide essential insights into the chemical and physical composition of these elements. We also discuss the importance of understanding parameters like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, pH, and soil structure, as well as how these tests help in optimizing fertilizer application and improving crop yield. Werner also highlights the benefits of regular soil testing, including better nutrient management, disease prevention, and environmental risk reduction, that and much more. Dr. Werner Rousseau, it's lovely having you here on the Farmers Inside Track podcast.
Thank you very much, Duncan, for inviting me.
Fantastic. Quite a complex topic, Dr. Rousseau, and I'm sure you'll be breaking it down for us in layman's terms. You know, we're talking about analytical services such as soil, leaf, water analysis, and what that plays in the agricultural industry. Maybe let's start the conversation there. What role do analytical services such as soil, leaf, or water analysis play in the agricultural industry?
The field of analysis and analytical measurement is quite broad. So I think for our time constraint today and for the discussion purposes, specifically focusing a bit on soil as an individual type of analysis and the importance of measuring, I think it's a good topic to start with. And let's see how far we get in terms of details. I'll try and keep it as condensed and simple and, like you say, layman's terms as possible. So I think let's start with what is laboratory testing and analytical testing. So what does that entail? So it usually starts, I think, to take samples, collecting samples, you know, sending it to a lab. So there's various analytical labs within South Africa that does different kinds of testing. So for these tests that they do, it provides a means at the end of the day to analyze and report on chemical and physical composition of the various samples that was sent. Like you said, soil, leaves, or water. So if we talk about chemical and physical parameters specifically, so these can include elements, and I think the listeners might, you know, identify some of the simpler ones or the more common ones easily, such as NPK, the ratio, being nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Can even include some of your microelements, such as zinc, manganese, and copper. And it even includes compounds. I mean, ammonia, phosphate, those types of things. And how much of these are contained within the samples. And it will also indicate in the results that you get from the lab, what's the relationship between the elements, the compounds, and so on, and what are available in that sample to the plants, for example. And then also correlating the relationship to the physical parameters, such as your pH, your EC, which is your electrical conductivity, the soil structure, etc. So to come back to the question, so why is it important to test? Is so that you can measure and know what is going on in your samples and extrapolate these results out to the representative and a larger area, such as your field, dams, boreholes, etc. So laboratory testing can be seen as a very valuable tool in the end to help an advisor make the most informed decisions possible about the management of the various aspects that they're dealing with.
So it sounds to me, Werner, that the reason why we're all doing this is because understanding the composition of soil, leaves, and water is actually crucial for identifying nutrient deficiencies or maybe even imbalances, and in some cases, even optimizing fertilizer use. It's clear to me that in that part, if we look at focusing on specifically soil testing, what is the importance and objectives of analyzing soil samples?
So in modern agriculture, I would say soil testing is probably one of the most important tests to help manage and plan, like you said, fertilizer application, but the crop production in general. So without soil testing, it can be very difficult, you know, to ensure the right application rates for fertilizers are worked out or advised on, the right types of fertilizers are used for the crops being grown and applied, and then even do proper crop planning. I mean, not all crops do well in all types of soil, for example. So testing and knowing physical parameters of your soil will also help with crop planning. So certain soils are just more suited for certain crops. So I would say off the top of my head, the objectives of soil testing, you know, some of the objectives would be, first of all, to evaluate the fertility and the nutrient status of the soil. So this helps determine the availability, like we've mentioned, of certain elements to plants and which of these elements or compounds need to be adjusted, supplemented in the upcoming season. So keeping the requirement of the specific crop obviously in mind as well. So I would say, secondly, determining the physical parameters, like we've also mentioned already. So the acidity, salinity, alkalinity that is present, and, you know, if there's problems with one of those parameters, which again might influence some of the elemental relationships within the chemical component of the soil and even towards the plant. Also to provide a suitable and accurate fertilizer recommendation, like we've mentioned, making the correct recommendation in that regard will also ensure that growers or farmers avoid excess use of fertilizer, or in some cases over-fertilizing, which can also again have an impact on some environmental considerations. So if you think about safe and responsible use of fertilizer products and agrochemical inputs on farm. And then lastly, I would say the last objective can be also to restore your soil fertility. So over time, restoring the different components in the soil to as close as, you know, possibly balanced if there are any imbalances present. And then also working towards establishing a good soil health balance, which again helps with disease management. At the end of the day, also, you know, helping with the profitability of the crops produced from those specific soils.
Well, I am no expert, but my understanding is that regular soil testing enables farmers to make informed decisions about fertilizer use, boosting crop yields, and in some cases, even reducing costs. What would you say, what is the benefit farmers can expect from regular soil testing?
So soil analysis, you know, leads, I think you've gathered from what we've discussed so far, to informed decision making. So not specifically just for fertilizer management, but it also reduces other risks associated with farming. And I mean, with common practices that you find in a typical monoculture-based setup, which can be found as representative of most of the agricultural industry and practices in today's world. So these can include preventing soil erosion as well, and as well as soil infertility and degrading the nutrient status of soils over a continued period of time, increasing your farm's profitability in the long term. So I would say specific benefits of doing regular soil testing can include things like revealing the amount of plant available macronutrients. So we've mentioned them in the introduction. Well, the first question was the NPK status of your soil and where the soil nutrients are in that profile. So why is this important? Typically because it will dictate what type of crops can be planted with the biggest success, or what type of preparation is necessary. Do you need tilling? Do you need no tilling, etc.? It's also very important checking in on your soil's composition regularly, as this will help identify nutrients. And this is an important point that could be yield limiting. So even though most or all of the elements or components necessary for a good yield may be present in sufficient amounts, one element has the ability to cause deficiencies or even influence, even if it's low, to even influence your yield if it's low or limiting. So in time, I think also to gain a bit of insight over time by analyzing soils regularly, you can also get an improved or overall knowledge of what's going on in terms of soil types on the farm. And in that sense, also maximize the management options that are available by knowing this. And then I think lastly, taking all of these factors into consideration, I think the biggest benefit of testing soils regularly is that it provides a farm management tool with potential benefit to the farmer of increased yields at the end of the day, reduced operating costs, a superior environmental risk management strategy that can also be put together based off of the results that you get. And what does this mean ultimately? So in the end, by testing regularly and knowing the status of your soil, growers will benefit from improved crop maturity and the quality of the crops being grown, higher tolerance of disease and pest management, and damage that this causes to the crops. And this again correlates or links back to the soil health aspect that I've mentioned earlier, and increased overall growth of crops.
Well, you know, farmers may find soil sampling frustrating due to the time and effort required to collect accurate samples, you know, to even waiting for results. And then I suppose finally interpreting them correctly can also be a challenge. How do I, as a farmer, sample soil, and where do I send the samples for analysis?
So how often a farmer will analyze soil typically will depend entirely on the farming practice. So the crop type that is planted, the plant rotation of crops, the agricultural input that they have access to or have used in the past. So there's a few factors that will dictate how often a sample needs to be taken. I would say farmers should collect soil samples as frequently as possible in order to detect any changes that could affect the crop yield and obviously be responsive and proactive in that regard. Also, taking samples on similar times during the year, you know, annually is also good practice because then you start building a database year on year of more or less the same periods for specific samples. So yeah, it's usually recommended to take a soil sample for analysis after every cropping or at least annually in that rotation. So how are samples taken for soil analysis? I can just give you a few pointers on perhaps how to do it and what to keep in mind when taking samples. So a sample is usually taken to a depth of normal tillage, so more or less to the depth of the roots of the plant. So obviously you want to know what's happening in the soil around the root zone of your plant. So for field crops, this is usually at a depth of 0 to 30 centimeters. And for permanent crops such as orchards or vineyards, you can go a bit deeper, so 0 to 30 centimeters or even sometimes 30 to 60 centimeters. So I would say the best way to approach this and, you know, in taking a sample is to make a composite sample. So you combine several samples together. So take a few samples that is representative of the space or the area that you want to analyze and mix them all together best as possible. And then take your final sample that's being sent to the lab from that mixture. And it's around 300 grams or so of soil that the labs usually need to do an analysis. And that's basically the long and the short of taking a soil sample. Some information to just keep in mind when doing sampling is to always take into account, you know, known variations in the soil types, if you know of them, or if they are known to you at time of sampling, as well as topographical anomalies, such as slopes or rocky outlying areas that you don't necessarily want to sample in. And then most importantly, you know, in any sampling approach is to be as representative as possible. So even if it's water, even if it's leaves or soil specific, what we're referring to now is be as representative as possible. So think to yourself if the samples you have taken accurately depict the real situation of your farming practice and of the soil that you want tested. And in the end, you have to use the results. So will the results be of such quality that you can make important decisions based off of them? And also very important, labeling and giving the information necessary for that specific sample. You know, so label your sample properly when being sent to the lab. So with the relevant info such as the date of sampling, the name of the field, the farm name, the depth that you've sampled at. And be thorough with this information because at the end of the day, this is the info that you'll have to link back to the results when they come back from the lab. And you'll be able to use that results and link it back to the space or the area that you've taken the sample in. So I think to make the process also a little easier, if the growers or farmers already use the Kula app, there's test kits available on the app that they can purchase. So which makes this process very easy and convenient, you know, the sampling process, sending it to the lab for tests. So you just go onto the app, you order your kit, it gets couriered to you, follow the indicated instructions, more or less what I've described now and answering your question, and you send it to the laboratory indicated. So the address of the laboratory and all of the info needed are already included in the kit as well. So once the results are available from the laboratory, a technical advisor will then contact the grower to help interpret the results, as well as facilitate discussions around, like we've also mentioned, the fertilizer programs, crop planning, and all of those types of aspects. So maybe also just in conclusion to your question, they can also on the app, you know, communicate with an expert by clicking on the Ask an Expert button. So if there's uncertainty or doubts or questions with regards to sampling and using the kit, it is also, you know, available to speak to someone directly from the app.
Werner, you've shared with us how laboratory measurements such as soil, leaf and water analysis empowers farmers to make informed decisions and also how important regular testing is. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
Duncan, I think in summary, we've discussed why, like you said, it's important to do analysis and specifically soil analysis and the potential benefits that can be gained, you know, from doing this on a regular basis. But I believe the real benefit or value of laboratory analysis lies with properly using and interpreting the data or the test results that comes back at the end of the day, and then converting this information into decisions and then translating those decisions again into the correct products to use. So there's a saying that says, to measure is to know. And I think this is still very applicable and true in today's day and age, because the ability to produce healthy crops with good yield, farm in a sustainable manner, making the most of your economic resources and input, it all starts with knowing the status of the various factors you are working with, the soil, the water, input product. And by doing this, by monitoring and by managing and analyzing regularly, I believe you'll get the end results required to be successful. You know, in my opinion, it's farming responsibly and sustainably, and then at the end of the day, making a meaningful contribution in the agricultural space by producing good yields to feed the people of South Africa and even the world.
Thanks, Werner Rousseau, Technical Manager for AECI Plant Health in the Northern Region. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.futureofmzansi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. From me, Duncan Masua, our technical producer, Megan van der Vind, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.